You're about to hear the sound of the past. In fact, it's the sound of a ghost. It's a haunting magnetic pulse. It's all that's left of a mighty star. And we can still hear it today, thanks to the Centre for Astrophysics at Jodrell Bank. The explosion that killed this star was so intense that it was seen in broad daylight across Europe, North America and China in the summer of the year 1054. At least that's what the year was called in Europe. So what was our world up to when men and women, however they counted the years, were gazing up to the heavens at this dying star, which they could see and we can still hear? What were they doing, making, thinking? Well, 1,000 years ago in America, pyramids are taking shape on the Mississippi River. The world's first banknotes are circulating in China. And magnificent Baghdad is the largest city in the world. In West Africa, Ghana rules a vast empire. And on a chilly island in northern Europe, there's a nasty surprise on the horizon for a king called Harold. In these programmes, I'm travelling back in time and across the globe to see how we humans over 2 million years have shaped our world and been shaped by it. And I'm going to tell this story exclusively through the things that humans have made. All sorts of things. Carefully designed and then either admired and preserved or used, broken and thrown away. I've chosen just 100 objects from different points on our journey, from a cooking pot to a golden galleon, from a Stone Age tool to a credit card. And in each program, I'm going to be talking about one object from the British Museum's collection.
When I see it, I immediately think of the mastery of technology and art, the welding of the two.
I just thought it was beautiful to look at. That made me feel that it was used and used again and again.
It's a beautiful object, and it's fascinating, of course, because it's probably quite accurate.
Holding this, I can feel what it was like to be out on the African savannas.
A history of the world in 100 objects. The mummy of Horneggetep, a wooden coffin from Thebes in Egypt, 3rd century BC.